I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Utah's mandatory child abuse reporting law has an exemption that doesn't require clergy to report it. Blanding Representative Phil Lyman now says he's opening a bill to remove that exemption. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayert.
Second, public transit ridership is down in Utah except for the S line, which runs from South Salt Lake to Sugar House. The UTA says it might be because of all the growth in the area. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Northbound on I-15 prior to Layton Parkway. You're going to need to stay to the center and left lanes. The crash there is still blocking a right lane of traffic. And downtown drivers, you just need to avoid 4th South between 4th West and 5th West due to a nasty rollover crash with injuries. A lot of emergency crews on the scene there. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thunderstorm chances now looking to hold on through the weekend. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's 93 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
We've learned more about what FBI agents found when they searched former President Trump's Florida home on Monday. The warrant and the receipt of the items removed were unsealed today. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The search warrant indicates the Justice Department is investigating the potential violation of at least three separate criminal statutes, including one that falls under the Espionage Act. That statute makes it a crime to remove, through gross negligence, material related to national defense from its proper place, or even to know that the material has been illegally removed.
ABC's chief legal analyst Dan Abrams says the documents suggest that this was not just the possible improper storage of records.
I'm very interested in the statute in particular that refers to potentially concealing information. Is the government alleging that he was intentionally trying to hide this from them? That's the sort of thing that takes this to another level.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Food inflation was more than 10% over the past year. New numbers out from the Joint Economic Committee, which is led by Senator Mike Lee this year, shows prices were even higher in the Mountain West states. Jeanette Bott is the president of the Utah Food Bank. She says they're definitely seeing families impacted by the increase in prices.
The pandemic is a situation that brought a lot of these families into a scenario that would be hard-pressed for them to recover from if things were normal. And now with the impact of inflation adding to the problems those families already had, it really has created a situation where it's kind of a ripple effect. They were struggling to get caught back up from, you know, financial issues created by the pandemic. And now if you look around, the housing market is, you know, out of control. There's no affordable housing. Groceries have gone up in almost every section of the grocery store we go to. We're watching gasoline prices fluctuate up and down. And, you know, I know when I go to the station and fill my car and I look at the pump, I kind of stop and take a second look. And then what if I had to make that choice? I either have to put gas in my car or food on my table. And a lot of families are now having to make decisions that are very difficult.
That's the president of the Utah Food Bank. Jeanette Bott says the food bank is still getting donations, but they're still in need.
I think people need to recognize we need still the three things we always ask for: food, time, and money. You know, people, if they don't have money to give or if they don't have food to share from their pantry, if they can give us some volunteer time, if they can help us with just the fact that coming down for a 90-minute shift will make a huge difference for the families across the state of Utah. So food, time, and money are the three things we'll continue to ask for.
That's the request from the Utah Food Bank. Jeanette Bott suggests that anyone looking for financial help should call 211 to get directed to assistance in your local area. KSL News Time 349. You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.